Could you tell us how you plan to end soft money contributions to state and national parties?
Well, first, let me say that I intend to come forward with a proposal that will end the use of soft money in presidential campaigns. In the next few days, we're working on it now. We're working on trying to hammer it out with the friends of campaign finance reform in both houses of the Congress. I will attempt to do it in a different way that will at least enable the parties to raise sufficient funds to involve grassroots people and empower people to participate in the political process. But I think that we should do away with this soft money issue and make a lot of other changes as well, and we're working on it. We should have a bill out that has the support of the administration quite soon. We've been working very hard now for the last couple of weeks on it. Sir.
Mr. President, you've been going to the Forest Conference.
Go ahead.
Forest Conference in a couple of weeks looking for a solution to an issue that has dragged on for a long time, partly because both sides are unwilling to compromise or share the pain, and some say the previous administration's unwillingness to obey the law of the land. How do you propose to find a solution where so many have failed or been unwilling to find a solution?
Well, let me say I would like to begin by having the United States have one position. Let me come back to the larger issue. The Forest Summit involves, as you know, what will happen to the old growth forest and to adjacent forests in the Pacific Northwest, which are the habitat of the spotted owl, but which also are now a very small part of what once was a massive old growth forest up there. Thousands of jobs are at stake. But the very eco-structure of the Pacific Northwest is also at stake. The parties on both sides have been paralyzed in court battles, and all timber sales have been frozen, including many timber sales that virtually all environmentalists think should go forward because of the impasse. One of the problems has been that the United States itself has taken different positions across the agencies. So the first thing I hope to do is to be able to at least adopt a uniform legal position for the United States. The second thing I want to do is go out there along with the Vice President and just listen, hammer out the alternatives, and then take a position that I think will break the logjam. The position, it may be like my economic program, it'll probably make everybody mad, but I will try to be fair to the people whose livelihoods depend on this and fair to the environment that we are all obligated to maintain. And let me say, I live in a state that's 53% timberland. I have dealt with a lot of these timber issues for many years. The issue is, in this case, what is the right balance given some facts that are inevitable about what's going to happen? And I think we can hammer out a solution. And as I said, a lot of people, everybody may be somewhat disappointed, but the paralysis now gripping the lives of the people out there is totally unacceptable. One last
President, sir, did you screen those projects in the economy stimulus package before you sent them to the Hill? The Republicans are saying there are so many things in there that are totally unnecessary. I can't believe that you sent those up there. Maybe somebody did it for you. Golf courses in there and swimming pools and copying statues and even a project on studying the religion in Sicily.
No. Let me say, you will read those bills for years in vain and not find those projects. Let me say, I have a letter here dated on March the 22nd to Senator Byrd from Leon Panetta about those alleged projects. And what Mr. Panetta points out is say that none of the specific projects referenced are actually in the legislation proposed by me. But what they have done is to go to these departments and say, if you had this more money, much more money, give me every absurd thing you could possibly spend the money on. I am not going to let those things be done. The other thing they have done is to go to some isolated parts of the country and pick atypical examples, the community development block grant funds. I would remind you that it was the Republicans who always supported the community development block grant proposal on the theory that we ought to rely more on the states and local governments to make judgments about how best to create jobs. So I will do everything I can to keep undue waste and abuse from coming into this process. I do not support it.
We've got a question. Thank you.
So promising he'll do it again sometime, the President of the United States concludes his first formal press conference in the East Room of the White House.